Thanks for downloading this show from PC One. Before we get rolling, here's a word from one of the folks who helped bring you this podcast.
The following is a presentation of Podcast One.
The big podcast check.
Here we go, the diesel. We knew we'd break it out here before long.
Rejected O'Neal!
Check.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaq cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
I just want to slowly tug it out of you if you would trust me to do so.
I just want to slowly tug it out of you if you allow me to do so.
Hey,
hi.
Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. But
guess what? What's up, Kelly? Hey, Kelly.
Rock told me to say you can slowly tug it out of him anytime you want.
Anytime you wish.
Hey, that's a good one, Rock. Good job, Rock.
Hey, Kelly, it ain't gonna be slow. I'm just letting you know. It's gonna be fast and quick.
It's gonna unroll like a garden hose.
You know my nickname, Five Pump Chump.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, we're joined by the starting quarterback for Shaq's Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, is on the show. We're also joined by the commissioner of the Big Three Basketball League, Amy Trask. We have a ton of questions to answer in a very special Dear Shaq. We are going to get senselessly sensitive today, and it's the return of John Kincaid's Big Money Match Game. Now live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Jail has love.
Yeah, that's what we are. We shouldn't be together.
But I can touch you through the bars.
But we can't let go, because what we feel is oh so real. So real.
So real.
So real.
It's like the new monkey.
You just lost about 1,000 listeners.
It's like the new monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Monkey. By the way.
Oh, man.
By the way, I got a
secret lover.
I got a scathing letter from a woman in Atlanta that read the AJC piece about
that?
Our live show where I did Shaq. And I did Shaq the Monkey.
Yeah.
And where the writer said that I did Shaq the Monkey.
Our buddy Rod.
This woman wrote me a 3-page manifesto. She's the freaking Unabomber. And I said to her, and she proceeds to quote Bible verses at me while she drops F-bombs at me and writing. I'm like, okay, something is missing here. There's a synapse missing. I called the lady. She hung up on me. She left me her number. I called her. I'm like, this guy totally wrote a piece of it was not true. It was fake news. And I called the lady because she left her phone number. Don't you ever call me. I'll call the police.
Oh.
And she hung up on me. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, stop harassing people,
she
John.
She couldn't leave me her phone number.
You're stalking people and harassing people.
I have never called somebody.
She left me her phone number.
I don't care.
I wanted to say to her.
I've never called somebody.
But hold on, John.
Yes.
Sing that song again.
Shock the monkey.
One more time.
Shock the monkey.
Yeah,
do it again.
Monkey.
No, do it again.
Shock the monkey.
It sounds like you're saying Shock the Monkey.
But the song is Shock the Monkey.
But I'm just telling you what it sounds like.
But if anybody listens to the podcast, they know the whole story.
And we know Rodney doesn't listen to the podcast, so that's why he made the mistake. Yeah.
Well, I'll talk slowly so Rodney can understand me.
Try and keep up.
Next time.
I didn't realize this. Someone brought this to my attention. We are about a week or two away from entering year number 2 of the Shaq podcast.
I've been knowing you guys for 2 years.
Yeah. Our anniversary is June 1st, 2015. We did our first show. We're about to hit our 2-year birthday.
Man.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I couldn't believe that.
Is that when the $500,000 bonus kicks in?
No.
We should do a party or something. We should eat or something.
Yeah, we should. I would love to do that. That'd be great. I'm always down for going out.
Yeah. That is Rock. Okay, we leave Rock at home.
Well, no.
If we're going out to eat.
He just hit you.
If we're going out to eat.
You know where we can go? Fogo de Chao.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, they got protein there.
Oh, yes, they do. It's right around the corner from this office, too.
Yeah, set it up.
Is that where they bring you meat on a sword?
Yeah.
Like a giant sword of meat?
Yeah. So whatever. Hey, what? A giant sword of meat?
So whatever night Rock trains people, that night we go to Fogo
and we tell Rock, man, we're having a salad, because they do have a salad bar there.
Sure they do.
And if you're stupid, you go to it.
They're trying to trick you.
Yeah.
They're trying to trick you.
Yeah, okay.
Into eating the salad. I'm not paying like $45 to eat salad if I'm going to Fogo.
No, I wouldn't. No.
By the way, they have the Parmesan pork there.
Parmesan pork?
Yes. It's pork with Parmesan coating. Spectacular.
Ooh. Oh, it Shaq doesn't look impressed at all.
Oh, Shaq, it's awesome.
You know what I like?
What?
The sausage.
Oh, well, guess what?
you and Lisa Rinna.
You and Lisa Rinna
like
from last
week. Meat.
Yes, from last week's show.
Yeah. I like going to Fogo de Chao.
Where they bring you a sword of meat.
I like looking at people's dates. I love when they put the sausage in their mouth and they bite it and the juices just explode in their mouth.
Shaq's doing his own food porn now. He's doing his own food porn now.
Gosh.
Got really uncomfortable.
I like the sausage in the prime rib.
They have a new one right over at the mall.
Fogo?
Right around, yeah, beautiful one right next to the Perimeter Mall.
I haven't been.
So we can go on over there.
Fogo in a
long
time.
That's beautiful.
Before we move on, is there anything in year two that we want to add, change to the show? I'd like to maybe try and do a few different things as we enter our third year now in the show.
Well, the live shows were great. So we could do a couple of those.
You want to do a few more live shows?
Yeah, do some few live shows.
Okay. I
think we should let B-Dog go in the field.
Get him out on the street?
Yeah, talk to
listeners and stuff?
Yeah, do some stuff.
Yeah.
Hit the streets.
Will B-Dog get mugged? Is this next week's game? We give him some outlandish crap to say to people.
We need to do a segment with B-Dog, black and white stereotypes.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Ask the white people about our stereotypes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask the black about you guys' stereotypes.
I like that.
What do you mean, you guys?
What do you mean, you guys? Yeah. The hell is that?
What kind of stereotypes do us white people have? I mean, let's get down to the bottom of it. That's a good idea, though.
If we're talking stereotypes.
We could set back race relations like 20 years on this show.
Very nice. Well,
for example, like the brothers, like for example, I'm about to go work out. I'm going to be tired in a mug. Now, if you ask a white person, do you know what tired than a mug is, they'll probably say
you're going to be tired and you're going to mug somebody?
Yeah, see?
Oh, I don't know what. That's right here. I don't know what he said.
That's the typical white man.
I don't know what he said. I didn't get mugged. You're going to get mugged?
Yeah. No.
If you're tired, Shaq might get mugged.
I'm about to go swimming. I'm going to be tired than a mug.
Be tired than a mug.
You're going swimming?
You know what that means, tired than a mug?
No.
All right, mug is short for.
Okay.
So we don't say that.
Okay.
So we say we're tired than a mug. I'm sleepy than a mug.
Okay.
I'm horny than a mug.
I'm hungry than a mug.
Yeah. Than a mug.
We don't have to use off-cover language in just normal conversation, though, just so you know.
Okay.
That might be a difference in it. My daughter would say that she's 13 and some, and that she's never heard dad curse.
I've never heard you curse.
I don't curse.
Oh, I've heard you curse.
You've heard me curse when I get real. I mean, it has to be
behind closed doors.
I've never cursed around my daughter.
Yeah, but curse words don't exist.
Well, I said it to you. GD. And JC are the only curse words. In legitimacy.
GC? Jesus?
Jesus' name in vain. And GD.
Oh, GD.
Saying damn.
Right.
Those are the true only curse words.
Yes.
F is not a curse word.
Our friends at TNT may disagree with that assessment.
No, but honestly, though, those aren't curse words. The only curse words are when you curse the Lord. They're not. There's nothing.
So it's swear word. I guess
they're like off color, slack. Yep. You know, whatever. Right. But no. They're not anything a problem there. But 13 some years, my daughter has not heard me curse. I growl, so I growl at home. If you make me, I go.
Have you ever heard somebody curse nicely?
Curse nicely?
Yeah.
No. Why?
All right, give me a word. Let me show you any word you want.
Okay, Shaq. What do you mean? Like the F bomb?
F bomb. S bomb.
Okay.
You want to go with the S bomb?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Ready?
Yes.
Some music, Rob.
All right, here we go. What kind of music?
I'm going to show you.
Cursing Nicely.
Yep.
I don't know.
On the big podcast. I don't even know that this is such a thing.
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
For us.
Okay.
I'm giving you
what
Superman.
What the hell is that?
No. Yeah, that's what kind of music.
Put on the sexy music.
Yeah, upbeat.
Okay.
I'm about to show you.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, you got to watch that. There you go. All right, here we go.
Yes. Have you seen my truck outside? That thing is the shit. Did you see Steph Curry, how he was shooting that shit? Oh, that shit was the best game I ever seen in my life. John, look at this shirt. That shirt is the shit, baby. Where'd you get that shirt from? John, you look good as hell. Bam. And that's how you use curse words nicely on today's segment. Yeah.
It's sort of like that scene. That was like the more you know. I was like, here's how you use it.
That's like that scene from Airplane.
Oh, very similar. The jive scene?
Yep, you met the scene from Airplane.
Jazz.
He said, jive-ass dude don't have no brain anyhow. And when the black man says,
Yeah.
They say golly.
Yeah. The closed caption.
Golly.
Golly.
Terrible. Okay, so I learned that now.
See? Can,
now you see my wife can, being a native Jamaican, she can rattle off curses in Jamaican. I know. I have no idea what she's saying to me. But she just go, ah, yeah, rise, God.
Oh, yeah. And you don't even know.
Yeah. No idea. Yeah. And I say, love you, honey. Bye. Yeah.
My
love
parents
you.
Used to do that in Italian.
Yeah.
My
yeah,
stepfather would
right.
run off a whole string of curse words in Italian.
It's like yeah.
Did he ever give
coming
you
out
that?
Out of
did he ever
give
you yes, yeah.
like a lot of that. And you're yeah. like, I don't know if he's reprimanding me or what's happening.
Kay Ballard used to do that on the Mothers-in-Law on TV. She used to do that. Yeah, right on television.
I got it off his teeth all the time.
Oh, boy, you knock it out.
And I'm like, off your teeth? What the hell is that? He's like, oh, that's
no, that means you're talking. That means you're talking. Shit.
Yeah.
If just, you're, yeah, you're talking.
Yeah, off his yeah. teeth. Yeah.
I mean, it's what you're saying. Is yeah.
S H E E T.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you this. This is good. We're learning here. Yeah. That's what we do.
Anyone,
we provide a customer service.
Anyone speak
service.
Japanese or Chinese or anything?
Any like curse words you give me, I could make it nice.
Okay.
You want to give me another?
Is that, oh, it's a test. I love it.
Yeah. How about? Oh gosh, I don't want to. Bitch.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Man, I just got through working out with Rock. My knee's swollen like a bitch. Boy, did you see how fine that bitch was yesterday?
Wait a minute, that's not nice. That's well, not even close to nice.
I'm talking about the puppies.
No.
What are you talking about? Let me finish.
All of a sudden, you're the bitch video from Borderline? Yeah, that's nice.
All right, maybe not that word.
Yeah, that's a tough word.
Yeah, that's a tough
that's
word.
That's a tough one.
I wasn't going to give you the word that goes even further than that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that one.
Let's not go
right, there.
There
we go.
So speaking of race relations, Shaq Fu, a hero reborn, or I'm sorry, a legend reborn.
Wow.
Will reach the Nintendo Switch. Later this year.
A payday reborn is what this should really be called.
What does that mean?
That means
the game was terrible.
No, I want to know what you're cashing in on this deal. Or if we played the range game
it's
it is
about money.
It is
it's
about
not.
Money.
With
to
John,
those of us
is.
To those of us who don't have it,
John,
it is about money.
Never about money.
Okay, wait, here we go. Boot
people
doot,
listen,
doot,
you know how many
doot, 1 million
you know,
doot,
listen, you know how many doot. You know how many inquiries I get about, because see, Shaq Fu game was the end of analog.
Okay.
And the beginning of digital.
All right.
So the partners that I had, we were the analog kings, but then these new guys started with the digital, and then Nintendo and all that stuff came out. So a lot of people didn't play the game. But now I got some technology. I got some boy from Russia hooking me up with the technology in the back.
Yes.
The graphics is crazy. Awesome. It's going to be a great game. You know, a lot of people kept asking for it, and it's a cult classic.
It is.
Just like Kazam.
They did a whole episode of Fresh Off the Boat about him trying to buy the game.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome, and the kids will love it.
Okay, here's the little hiker. We're playing like Price is Right.
Oh, he wants you to out it.
I didn't take any money, John. I didn't take any money.
What?
I didn't take any money.
What? What did you, what are you talking about?
I didn't take any money for this game.
Are you out of your mind?
I didn't take money for the game because people ask for it. I give it to them.
Oh my gosh,
John!
You did
about
not.
The money.
Yes. John, you did not.
John turned into the maid from Tom and Jerry.
Oh my god!
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind?
Are
you
GATI?
I mean,
oh
you just said you could tell me
to
free.
John almost fell over.
John,
you could have taken it.
It's about the relationship with the people. The kids wanted the game, I'm giving it
to hell with that relationship. How about you just say, what's the next thing that you're thinking about giving away? Because give it to Rob and I.
Give it away?
Give it to Rob and I. Next thing you're going to give away,
right,
give
deal.
It to Rob and I, and then we'll monetize it.
Deal.
The next thing.
Oh, Rob, we just got a deal.
You carved something up for yourself.
There's something.
I like that.
Deal. I said you, though.
Okay, good.
I'm splitting.
All right, so.
I'll tell you this much. You ain't getting any video games out of me for nothing. This ain't no charity here. I'll tell you this much.
All right.
Gonna be none of that.
John Millsap asking for that $200 million.
He wants that max deal, baby.
Maybe it's because I'm in contract negotiations right now. Just see, I'm a little edgy.
All right.
Just gotta say.
I do have something I need Detective Shaq's advice about.
Ba-da-bum.
I'm starting a new segment here called
da-da.
Really Millennials?
No, I like this.
Oh, yes.
Really Millennials?
Yes.
Okay. I like this.
Detective Shaq, a prank is making the rounds on social media, and it's catching the attention of the Denver Police Department in the latest in a series of pranks that have gone viral, where kids are encouraging each other to jump into aquariums from an upper bridge, mainly at Bass Pro Shops stores. You know those giant aquariums they have at Bass Pro Shops?
Okay, he's smiling about this prank, so this is really not going to help local law enforcement.
A teen jumped into the Stapleton, Colorado location's tank over the weekend and injured his head.
How?
Jumping off of one of those cross bridges into the aquarium.
But how do you hurt your head?
It's an aquarium. It's not a pool.
Good.
It's not that deep.
Good.
Store employee said, quote, the young man cracked his skull on the rocks.
I hope he busts his head to the white meat. That's good for him.
Case really, closed. Millennials?
I hope he busts his head to the white meat.
Really?
The most millennial thing about it would be as if another millennial was videotaping.
And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, gosh.
No, there were other... They videotaped each other doing it.
Yeah, these little things. It was one I saw. I think it was called Book Bag Football, where the guys run through the hallway and, like, kids hit them with their book bags. It's,
really, millennials?
Yes, it's crazy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
The best one was the Kylie Jenner Lip Challenge. Did you see that?
No.
I heard about that, but I had no idea what the hell it was about.
Little kids were taking bottles like this. I'm sucking their lips in it for about a minute. When they pull it off, their lips are real
swollen. Oh, my God. Is that what that was?
Yes.
So that's what that is? But there were kids that were getting hurt with that,
right?
They were busting blood vessels in their mouth and face and stuff. Yeah, I had no idea what that was.
And
not only that, any kid that does that.
Oh, jeez.
Any kid that does that. I hope they get bit by a bass.
right in their bass.
Will a bass bite you, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a fish that'll bite you.
I've heard the bass are biting. Are the bass biting today? Yes, they're biting.
Yeah, but isn't that like a fisherman's term?
I want a bass to bite you right in your ass.
I was thinking they were biting. Yeah, okay. I hope so,
right
too.
You dive into an aquarium?
Oh, my gosh.
Really, millennials?
If my son done that and got arrested, as soon as the cops call me, I'm going to hang up. Keep him in there.
Jeez.
Keep him in there.
Let him simmer.
Yeah, hey, keep him in there.
Let him marinate for a minute.
Yeah.
Hey,
I want the max.
We are all about helping people here on The Big Podcast with Shaq. So we're here to help you make something that's usually really complicated very, very simple. And that's shopping for a new car. We're taking all the hassle out of it by referring you to our good friends at True Car. New car purchases, even used car purchases. Just download that True Car app on your phone or go to TrueCar.com and find the perfect car for you with absolutely no hassle.
You can get upfront pricing information, discounts off the list price for used cars, and a better buying experience through our True Car Certified Dealer Network. You'll even see what other people pay for the car you want, so you're confident you're getting a fair price.
Hey, I can tell you this. You can shop from hundreds of thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles that are available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. And TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP, and the TrueCar certified dealer network has sold over 2 million cars.
So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states.
You sound so impressive when you do that, Rob.
I like to.
Here we go. People all over the country send us emails. BigPodcastWithShaq@gmail.com. You can hashtag ShaqCast. You can send them to us and get your questions in that they're answered by Shaq.
All right. What's question number one?
What the hell was
Wellington,
that?
Wellington from Chicagoland. What is Chicagoland?
I've never heard of that before.
It says Wellington's from Chicagoland. Are you spread too thin?
Whoa.
How do you do it all?
The answer is no. The answer is how I do it is... I have a lot of people working for me that make sure I get to where I need to be.
Okay.
So the basic part of my day doesn't start till after I work out with Rock. When I wake up, Rock's already at the house in the barn. We work out. Most of the time, that's at 11. So now after 12, now if I got a commercial that day or if I got to take a flight, I got to do something, then I do it. And then I always try to be done by 3 a.m. Because if I'm done by 3 and I wake up at 11, I get my proper 8 hours of sleep. So... anything from 12 to whatever, if I got to do 20 things a day, that's cool. But at 3 o'clock, I got to stop and got to be in bed. So am I spread too thin? The answer is no. I'm not doing enough.
I'll give you next one. Takesha from New Orleans says, if LeBron wins another title, does it change his all-time status, like the pecking order, in your eyes?
To me, no. And it's not a personal thing. I give all the homage to the guys that played before me. Like, a lot of guys, people don't mention his name. He's actually my business partner now. Dr. J is my guy.
God, I love him.
Dr. J is my guy, period. And then I got to go with Mike and Magic and all those guys. I just think we should just keep it in our era. It's hard to compare people. Like, people are always, what if you would have played against Wilt? We'll never know. But, you know, to me, Michael was just a different player. And
next level.
You know, I played played with LeBron, and, you know, he's going to end up with a lot of championships, but it's not a personal thing for me. It's just that I always give credit to the guys before me. Like, even when they asked me who was the best center, I know it's me, but I'm never going to say that. I'm always say Kareem and Wilt and Bill Russell, because those guys paved the way for me. But deep down, I know it's me. And LeBron probably has the same attitude, but Mike was a mug, and Kobe was a mug, too. So
I know what that means now.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You've taught me the secret code.
Yes, Mike was a mug.
Do you think it's justified to have LeBron's name in the conversation of one of the best players of all time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You think it's justified to have that in?
Yeah.
Okay,
because
I've heard that debate.
I've heard people debate that, and I scratch my head.
Because
what the hell more do they want the man to do?
Because Mike was a man, and he has six. So LeBron has four, so you can put him in that category.
What I will say, though, is what LeBron James did, his first team that he took to the finals, when he took that sad sack Cleveland Cavaliers team the first time he went to the finals, that to me, that and Allen Iverson's Sixers team that he took, was two of the greatest, like, where one guy sort of willed a team into the finals that I've ever seen. Both of them. Spectacular.
It's true.
Spectacular. Who doesn't, like, there are people who just have it out for LeBron. I really believe that. And it's been since high school.
It's
too
part
much
of the business.
Yeah,
it's
you know
part
that.
Of the business.
Oh,
yeah. It happens.
The like, better you see, know this, the like, better you are, the more people hate on you.
Why
that?
Call
when
him many a nasty name?
When I seen people criticize Jordan, I was like, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
if you could talk about the great Mike, I'm just fair game to everybody.
You know what, though? You were more lovable.
Thank you.
You were more lovable.
Yes.
Like, you are more... But still, though, I called you so many names. Oh,
of
man.
Course.
During that final series? Oh, God.
Tyler from Anderson, South Carolina. Your weight seems to fluctuate. Your sleep patterns may not be helping. How much sleep do you get? And is your sleep pattern ever routine?
That's an excellent question. Recently, I found out I had severe sleep apnea.
Oh, Jesus.
So now I sleep with a machine, and I'm getting
so
much better sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Reggie White died of that.
Yeah, and because of the apnea, I had some other stuff in my... I had a lot of problems, but now working out, you know, taking the right vitamins, and I got my sleep machine, so now I'm getting my...
How do you sleep with a machine, though? Because I turn.
I hate it.
Okay, because I go from my right shoulder... I go from my right shoulder to my left shoulder.
It's this little mask, and it's... It's always on.
So you sound like James Earl Jones.
So, yes, I sound like James Earl Jones. So when I was in Boston, a good friend of mine, Dr. Seisler, who was actually a sleep apnea expert, he came to talk to the team about sleep, and he looked at my face and said, "You have sleep apnea?" I said, "I don't know what that is." He did a test on me. I stopped breathing 72 times an hour.
What?
An hour?
An hour.
How do you know this?
Because I did
but
the study.
That's
how
a couple times
study.
More
but
than once a minute.
How do
no,
you
no,
do
I
it?
I did a Harvard study.
He's really? Got,
yeah, he put all these electrodes
on. Oh, yeah, they do the sleep.
I want to do this.
Yeah, look it up online when you get a chance.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though.
No, look it up when you get online, John. Shaq O'Neal Harvard Sleep Study. Yeah,
if you go do it, they video you. They hook you up on all the
electrodes. Yeah, but I want to do it. I want to do this because I worry about that.
Yeah.
You worry about sleep apnea.
I'll tell you this much. You talk about the man that I know, Shaquille O'Neal, that I've gotten to know. I can only tell you that as a young member of the media, I got to cover as a young reporter Reggie White, and one of the most beautiful human beings that ever walked God's green earth was Reggie White.
Yeah, it was a great
and
guy.
he was taken by sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Like, I think of 30 years, 40 years that he could have been on this earth doing his great work.
Yep.
He was the best guy. And so that scares me all the time. I always wonder about that. Because that was such a, to me, that was such a stupid way to die.
Yeah, 72 times
that happened. Oh, my gosh.
Like, you have severe.
That's
you
crazy.
Don't have sleep, you have severe sleep apnea.
So
I got this machine. It's called CPAP.
Does it cut back on the romance?
No.
So what
he doesn't have to wear it during. I mean, it's...
You put on the mask after the romance.
After the romance.
I mean, unless he's feeling frisky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweetie, put the mask on.
And you're like...
Oh. Let's do it Vader style.
Give me 2.5 hours.
Mask off. Mask off.
Check back with me at 2:30. Nudge me.
Adam from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Does the NBA need fixing? The same teams
Tim
are
Donaghy
good.
Tim did that.
Yeah. The same teams seem to be good every year. And the only way to get better seems to be by trashing your roster to get in the lottery. Is that a broken system?
Well, one of the teams is always going to be there if you got other superstars joining more superstars. So they're always going to be in the mix. Message.
Yes.
And the other team is they got the best player in the world, so they're probably going to be there for a while. We thought in the East that Washington would be the team to challenge Cleveland, but... Boston stepping up. Isaiah, what he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my,
did,
God. Oh my gosh.
What he did last week.
Yep.
What he did last week on his sister's birthday, the 53 points.
That was crazy.
He, so... It may be a new finals, but I'm looking to see Houston and Golden State in the next round shooting them threes.
I tell you,
that's gonna be an interesting matchup. But
if we had Commissioner Silver on again, I would tell Commissioner Silver, you want to fix the NBA? Let a team that drafts a player sign them for 5 times the value that any other team could when their contract's up. Well, they can pay. Okay. They could pay.
So the team that drafts them has an advantage to give them more money.
5 times as much. Not just an extra year.
That's a lot
not
of money.
Just, no. They could, yeah,
I'm
but
not
they.
Doing
but
five
if they,
times, no.
That's way too much.
But wait a minute, though.
No.
But would that not.
There's already people getting more money than I ever made. No.
God. Is that
the
selfish?
Is that the bar now?
No. Yeah, no.
I'm telling you. Seriously, that's a way. That would fix it, though.
All right.
Because if you make a guy think you're going to make $100 million more staying where you're at. Over going to another team,
yeah, but
you're
going
to think about it.
Okay, but if you change that rule, you got to change the trade rule too. Because you know,
why well, would change the stupid trade rule?
Let me finish. Because a lot of people get upset when these kids make decisions, but when they get traded away, nobody says anything.
Well,
I got traded in my damn sleep 4 times in my career.
And it stopped breathing like 72 times.
Yeah. I'm sleeping. So you're going to be with the Miami
stopped
Heat.
Sleeping and got traded at the same time.
You're
going
to be with Phoenix. You're going to be with Boston. Well, hey, you want to play with LeBron? Damn.
Charlotte from Phoenix sent in a question. If you could go back and change one career decision you made, what would it be?
One career decision. Okay.
Nothing. Oh.
Not one?
It's
Come
only
on.
One. It's only one. I tell the story all the time.
I can think of one.
Starbucks.
Starbucks. Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
Because I, like I mentioned to a lot of people, I've never seen black people drink coffee. So when Howard Schultz came to me and said, we want to do Starbucks in African-American communities, I was like, I don't think I want to put my name on that. That's not going to work. And then Magic went behind me and did the deal and made a lot of money.
So were black people? Probably, so what I'm hearing is were black people drinking coffee behind your back for your whole life?
No, I never seen.
Was like Mama going in the kitchen and going?
In my house,
Zach's coming.
No, in my house,
the coffee.
In my house, it was hot chocolate, and like we knew a coffee.
I bet it was.
Yeah, we knew a coffee because of the Folgers commercials. The Folgers always had nice commercials back then.
Yeah,
but I never seen nobody in my family drink coffee.
Wait a minute though. When you think about it, those Folgers commercials?
Yeah.
It's always an older white woman.
Yeah, like I've never seen black people drink it.
Like they don't have the black family putting up the Christmas decorations and then, you know, the kid comes down the stairs and the grandma, the African-American grandmother is putting the thing on the...
And then like even going to these restaurants, like me, I go to some big-time restaurants, some spots. I don't see black people sitting there drinking coffee. So that's why I was like, you know what? It ain't going to work. Call somebody else.
That cost you some money.
And it cost me Magic $150 million.
Garrett from Baltimore. Do you think too many kids go to college today instead of learning trades?
I love that question.
I'm not sure, but it's always nice to learn a trade.
I think so.
Because when I left college, I didn't know shit about nothing.
Yeah.
Only thing I knew how to do was balance a checkbook, and I knew how to set up a subchapter S corporation.
Look at you!
I knew that, but like
you know more than me,
like payroll and insurance, and you know how to deal with people and lawsuits.
How
and,
about how to fix a car? You know, like, how to
I didn't know,
you
I didn't know
build
anything,
stuff.
So
yeah,
I had to go on experience, and you know, I always urge, especially my kids. I say you need to go to law school. You need to be an engineer. Or you need to do something with technology. Cause
there you go.
Yeah.
It will always be money in that.
That's true. Marcelo the Sheriff, we know you support your son, but does it bother you at all that Arizona is one of the biggest party schools in the nation?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because I want him to see everything.
He will.
And learn how to marginalize the good from the bad.
Good point.
See, a lot of people... You try to shelter the babies. I'm not going to shelter my kids because my father didn't shelter me. LSU was a party school, too. But once the grades started slipping and my father's like, hey, you mess up, you get kicked out of school, no NBA team's going to want you, then I had to step up. So I want him to be able to enjoy himself. He was raised properly, so he knows I'd have a good time. I just want to be able to enjoy himself and have fun. And, hey, party on.
Ian from Orlando says, why don't you do a live podcast show here sometime?
I do a podcast from Orlando all the time at Disney, at the Disney ESPN.
Okay, we have to do that sometime.
Yes, so, yes, we will.
We'll go down and do that sometime.
We will.
Okay, let's see what else we got on here. Ryan from Sacramento. Here's a great question.
Rob and I did not know the answer to this, by the way.
Do you buy or lease your cars?
When I was a young, dumb idiot, I'd buy all my cars. I lost so much money.
Oh, man, I bet.
Let me tell you the nonsense I would do. So let's just say I buy a 2016 Ford F-150.
Right.
What year is it now?
2017.
So I'd go trade my 2016, which is the same exact car.
Yeah.
And get a 2017.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to be up on a year. I do that all the time.
It's the same car.
Yeah, it's the same car.
And you lost probably $4,000 on it.
No, more than that. Same car. I mean, because, you know.
1 year.
Because, you know me, when I get it, I put the wheels on, I put the system in. Now I'm smarter, at least now.
I made more dumb decisions about cars than any other thing in my entire financial life. And
really?
I'm very good with money, very good with saving. But I've made more stupid decisions in my younger years with cars than anything.
Buying crappy cars?
And then we get into a lease, and then I cut a lease early, and so I'd roll it into the next lease. Stupid.
So I've owned three cars in my entire life.
So you're so smart.
Jeez.
Three cars,
and you're better for it.
And you're so smart.
I just bought three new cars last month.
Yeah, no chance, no way.
Seriously?
I've owned three cars my whole life.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm about to turn 40. So
my F-250, I just bought that. I had it for what, 4 weeks?
Oh, not even.
That's
why when I saw you with the 650, I was like, well, didn't you just buy a car?
Oh boy.
All right, last one.
Great question.
Ryan at our Facebook, last question. I'm about to become a father to a son. I already have a beautiful daughter. What's your best advice on properly raising a son to be a good citizen?
Well, most men that are fathers that have daughters, the daughters gravitate to the father, and the sons gravitate to the mother.
Yeah.
So first 3, 4 years, 5 years, let them be a baby. Once he starts going to school, then you teach him, if you want, you know, you teach him the yes, sir, and you teach him thank you, you teach him excuse me. And my father always taught me by telling me stories. Like, he would, like, you know, rather than say, don't go steal bubblegum, he would tell me a story. Hey, man, one time I was your age, me and your uncle, we went out and stole some bubblegum. Boom, 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 bam. Just
lessons.
Yeah, just lessons. But, again, he's going to be a mama's boy, because most guys are. And, you know, like with me and my sons, I let Shawnee do all the work. Let her do all the work. You do all the,
You let her.
Yeah. No, I let her do all the work. And then I'm the one that comes in, and I just put the finishing touches on. You know, especially when it comes to, like, learn how to be a man. Like, you know, Shawnee can't tell him certain things. And the only reason why I do it that way is because that's how my father did it to me. My father worked, came in the house, didn't say nothing. Unless somebody did something wrong.
Unless
you did something good. But other than that, he was quiet because he worked all day. Like, he got up at 5, went to go yell at the troops, get them ready, boom, boom, come home at 4, go to bed at 6. So,
oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Same way I am.
All right, if you have a question for Shaquille O'Neal, hashtag ShaqCast on Twitter or thebigpodcastwithShaq@gmail.com.
And people have found my email, too, so they've just found me. So I get emails all the time.
Because you're the man, John.
It's very good. I'm glad people try me. Just a quick story. Olivia did a paper the other day for a school assignment, and her mom goes, I want to read you Olivia's paper. I'm like, no, let me just read it. No, I want to read it to you. And Olivia wrote a paper, and the subject of her paper was her dad. And I wept for like 15 minutes last night.
I'm sure.
I'm not
going to share that. Just about the thing is, the biggest influencer in your life.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, awesome. I would
cry. And I went.
That's how it should be.
I cried, and I cried after she went to bed. I cried when I left the room. I cried for another 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Either manipulated me into getting like the best Christmas gifts this year or something, but just.
She's going to get that anyway because she has Uncle Shaq.
Yeah, she does.
Uncle Shaq is a bad man.
She loves her Uncle Shaq.
Hey, I'm Emmanuel Acho, host of Beyond the Film Room, where we take the muzzle off the mouths of premier athletes. Every Thursday, join me and your favorite sports figures as we tackle the uncharted topic of sport and discuss the far-reaching impact outside of the stadium itself. Download episodes every Thursday at PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes.
You guys have Amy Trask.
Amy is on the line. Hi, Amy.
Is this John?
Yeah, this is John. And then my big partner here,
Hello,
Miss
Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Shaq? And thank you both for having me.
No problem. We want to say you know, you've done a great job in your career. I know you did a beautiful job running the Raiders. I know they patterned the movie Any Given Sunday after you. Why did you?
I don't know about that.
No, they did. It was all about you. So my question is...
Okay, let's just go with that.
So my question is, why the big three, and do you think it's going to be a success?
You know, I spent almost 30 years working for a man who told me repeatedly over those 30 years, the players are the game. And I agreed with him from the first time he said that. What is going to make this league exciting are the players and the game and the fans. And we've got sensational players, men like Allen Iverson and Chauncey Billups, Rashard Lewis, Mike Bibby, Corey Maggette, and the list goes on and on. It's going to be a terrific game, and we're going to have sensational fans. So, look, I can work in the business of the big three, but the business is not what the fans are going to be enthused about. It's going to be the players and the quality of the game. And why did I do it? It's a once-in-a-lifetime exciting opportunity to work with some sensational people who are starting this league. Look, we all know that Ice Cube is an absolutely spectacular artist. But what many people don't know about him and about his partner, Jeff Quantinitz, sensational, sensational businessmen and very, very good humans. Roger Mason, who's our commissioner. It's just a great group of people to work with, and I'm enthused.
Amy, one of the things that I know from talking to you many times over the years about the NFL is that this isn't the first time you've been involved in a trailblazing type situation. This is so out of the box and so different. And I got to tell you, it sounds like it's going to be a huge hit. And I just wonder, is when did you first get approached about it? And where do you think it goes from this initial season?
Well, I wasn't approached all that long ago. It was sometime in the last few months. I don't remember the precise date. And Jeff and Ice Cube approached me. And at first, you know, my reaction was, no. Come on, guys. I'm done with that. No. But the more they talked, the more enthused I became. And, you know, to circle back and tell you, it is exciting. And what is exciting is it's a 3-on-3 half-court game. And as between the three of us on this conversation, no one knows this better than Shaq. People love 3-on-3. And it's not that's not unique to the United States. 3-on-3 basketball and half-court basketball is popular around the world. So this game already has some international appeal. And boy, how terrific if right now at this moment in the world we can use a sport like this to maybe transcend some borders.
Yes.
And how tough was it to make the decision of we're only going to use old professional players? Because there's a lot of players that haven't played in the pros that are good 3-on-3 players. How tough was it to make that decision and say, you know what, we're only going to use old NBA players?
Well, first of all, you're talking to someone who's a lot older than these men, so I might get a little cranky with the use of the word old. How about if we stick to accomplished,
got it.
Professional, mature,
yes,
words
ma'am.
Like that? Because otherwise, you know, I might have a little issue with you, Shaq. Look, who knows what the future may yield in terms of further development. But right now, I mean, these men are playing at still at a spectacular level, and you would be too as well if you decided to jump onto our court. We held a scrimmage a while back, and now there's been a combine. And the level at which these men are playing is sensational. There's any number of them that could walk straight into the NBA playoffs right now. Isn't it funny, given the 30 years I spent in football, I just almost said NFL playoffs. But, you know, it's 3-on-3 half-court basketball, and there's going to be community outreach associated with it, and we want to embrace kids in the community. But who the heck knows how it expands in the future?
Amy, are these teams owned all by the big three? Are these franchises like where you have actually a franchise owner? And are they associated with individuals, or are they eventually, you think, potentially be associated with communities down the line?
Well, you know, see, John, I always count on you for the great intellectual, business, thought-provoking questions you ask. They are all owned by the Big Three League itself. It is a single entity, as is said in the sports world, of a league that owns all its own teams. They are associated with their captains and their coaches right now, and there are some sensational captains and some sensational coaches. And rather than play all the games in one city, we are going to have 10 weeks. And in each of those 10 weeks, there will be four games played in one location.
That's awesome.
And we're going to move these around the country. So fans will attend an event. And in that event, they're going to get four games, and they're going to get entertainment and music. And really, it's going to be more than just a basketball event. And you may appreciate this. When I was first talking to Cube and to Jeff about joining them, and I looked at them and I said, you know, I can contribute in the business arena, in the business milieu, if you will, and I can certainly contribute in the sports milieu. But if you really want me to sit and have discussions about music and entertainment and the show, that's really not something I'm interested in doing. And Cube just looked me dead in the eye and said, Amy, I got that.
I got it. Yeah. Yes, he does.
That's awesome. And you know what? No one better to do that. The other thing we want to do at these games, at these events, if you will, the four games and the entertainment, is make sure that the athletes are accessible to the fans. We want it to be a very, very accessible league where fans and kids in particular can interact with these athletes in a manner that they can't in some of the other leagues.
Go to big3.com and find out more about it. You can buy tickets to the June 25th premiere. And Amy, we had Cube on last week. He was great, and we are so excited to have you on the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the line, and maybe we talk Shaquille into maybe a cameo at some point.
Thank you, Miss Amy. I may show up at one of the games, not to play, but just to look.
And I was about to say, thank you for having me. It's always my pleasure and my privilege, and I do hope, no matter what, to get you guys out at Barclays, or if that doesn't work, at one of our other venues, or at the championship, something.
We'd love to.
Yes,
thanks,
thank
Amy.
You.
Catch up with you soon.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. There's
thank
Amy
you.
Trask, the commissioner of the Big Three League, the only woman ever to run an NFL franchise.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is impressive.
And Amy and I love... Amy is part of the CBS Sports family, so I have her on because I have a national show on CBS. In case you didn't know, Amy and I have a lot of we have a lot of chats.
Yeah,
and she always says, "You ask me a question in every interview that I've never been asked before."
She has this air of Jeannie Buss.
Yes,
yeah, I was just
yes.
She
that,
reminds
yeah.
us the way she speaks,
yeah,
the way
she, and her and Jeannie are friends.
Oh, they are?
I think they
okay.
I do they do know
that
each
would make
other
sense.
Because female executives in sports are not it's not a large number.
That's true.
This thing I'm going to predict right now. This thing's a hit.
Yeah, that's
because
a good
and
hit.
Personally,
you
too,
know why it's a hit? I'm gonna tell you why it's
made for TV too.
I'm gonna tell you why it's a hit. The unknown will make it a hit.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Because you're not just saying like you're not B Dog and Rock and Tony versus it's AI.
These are names.
Oh yeah.
Bill
yes. Ups. Oh yeah.
So yes.
You still got the fans that are saying, "Can these guys still play?" I'm gonna tune in and see.
There
if
you
they
go.
Can play.
Yeah.
And then
I
you
love
just got fans that miss AI because of this BS basketball we're watching.
Absolutely.
Now. You're right. It is going
to
be.
And they really want to have us out to see it. So.
But I'm not going to play. You can count.
No, you don't
that.
Have to play. But
maybe you could coach a team or something.
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't even coach one?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm done. Coaching,
you just said the coach doesn't do nothing. You sit on the sideline and bark at people.
I'm gonna give
so
you
you're
guys,
thoroughly, you are thoroughly qualified
I'm give you
to
guys
do that.
This, I'm going
to
give you guys this analogy every time.
Okay.
Remember in Superman 2 when he went to the North Poles and gave away his powers for Lois
Lane?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
My powers are gone. Shaq is gone.
Thanks,
I'm
Leticia.
Done. I'm just a regular
yeah,
guy.
Thanks a lot.
I'm just a
she's
regular guy.
She's killing it for
now.
All of us.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
I love Amy
well,
Trask. Great having her on.
You do know what time it is.
All right.
Oh, the theme music.
Here we go.
Just senselessly sensitive. Shaquille O'Neal had one chambered a couple weeks ago that we didn't get to. So I had to put it on the sheet today. Shaquille, what's on your mind?
You know, some people, most people, I know you heard the term 9 to 5. That's when people work, right? So, you know, drive to work at 9, come home at 5. So my question to you is, at 12 o'clock in the day, where the f*** are you going? Why is it a traffic jam on every highway in Atlanta? 400. Well, 285.
Crack 85.
The bridge. Yeah. Crack bridge. You're supposed to be at work. Take your ass to work. Take your ass to work. I don't work till maybe 6 or 7 p.m., so I just stay out. But every now and then I'll say, you know what? It's lunchtime. It's no traffic.
Oh,
it's
no.
Traffic everywhere.
You can't go
Take
anywhere.
Your ass to work or stay home. Every damn highway in Atlanta is jacked up. Why? Stay your ass home or go to work.
Well, we do have crack bridge guy.
Well,
so you got to give that, you know, when you.
Oh, stop
dude,
it.
Dude, that's so
if
funny
people
because.
Would stop smoking crack under the bridges.
For example, I was late today. You know why I was late?
Because you left late?
No, I didn't leave late.
You left late
today? I did not leave late.
Well, you obviously did.
I left at 11 o'clock.
Oh, you did not.
Let me finish. I left at 11 o'clock to take my dog to Dawsonville to drop him off at this place. On the way back, 400 was standstill. I sent you a picture.
Really? You did, yeah.
I sent you a picture. It was standstill. Why? It's 2 o'clock.
Why are you taking your dogs up to Dawsonville? For those who are not from Georgia listening to the podcast, Shaq in Dawsonville would be a easy to spot.
Yes, very
Can
easy.
Can I put it that way?
You know what's crazy?
Is that politically correct?
No, B-Dog.
He would stand out in Dawsonville?
I didn't see no brothers there in Dawsonville.
Like,
no. None at all.
They usually hit the Dawsonville line, yeah, and they're like, I'm going to go back to Buckhead.
No. Especially by sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my sensory.
Wow.
Stay the hell off the highway.
You know what, though? It's so
Take
funny.
Take your ass to work.
That's so funny because I have, like, stupid stuff. I got to run to McDonald's and get a bite for lunch. It takes half an hour.
Half an hour.
Why isn't everybody at work? I think the same exact thing all the time. All
oh,
right.
My God. Well, Rob, why don't you go?
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
Sure.
You can go next.
B-Dog's mentioned before on the podcast about people and their manners. Okay?
Yes.
So we work in a building populated by many people.
Many people with no manners, I'll tell you that.
People are coming in and out all day long. I get that. But if I'm nice enough to hold the door for you...
Oh, yeah.
Pick it up! You have to hold the door for the next person. And then the next... Otherwise, I'm now the f***ing doorman. Like, now I'm saying, oh, no, please, go ahead, sir. No, I'm going to hold the door for all 40 of you, because the one idiot behind me didn't stop to hold the... to get the door relayed.
That's a good
it's
one.
It's his job. Then it's the next person. You pass the door off.
That's
I don't work
one.
Here. I'm going home. It's not my... Yes, sir. Can I call you a cab, sir? No.
Can
not
I
my
get
job.
You an Uber?
I'm not in charge of the door. Like, thank God we have Darian downstairs who
Darian
will eventually grab the door away from me and go ahead. These other people are assholes.
And
go
Darian,
ahead, all yours. Go ahead.
And Darian came to our live show. So it was
good
great.
Dude,
it was great
man.
To see
good dude.
Big
but
Dave.
Yeah, no, I mean, come on. And if someone holds the door for you, the least you can do is go, thanks. Not just parade through it like it's your right. Yeah, that's right. You held the door for me. Oh, come on with that. Man,
I'm gonna
be crazy. Like, say thank you, nod. I appreciate you. I'll hold the door for you. No, nothing, none of that. Just right through it.
I'm going to get serious here, so I'm going to take the glasses off and sort of you do this.
Introspective.
I remember a day and age when men were men, and when a simple thunderstorm didn't just absolutely put men, women, and children into a frenzy. But now, in the era of 24-hour news, we have to have every freaking show go to split screen when there is a thunderstorm that's 50 miles outside of Atlanta. They're warning you that in 2 hours, there may be a thunderstorm at your house. And back in Mississippi, it caused like 2 tornadoes. Guess what? I'm trying to watch The Blacklist. I just want to watch TV. I don't want to see it in a split screen. James Spader, his head takes up like the whole little box. Spread the TV out. And I don't need to see General Hospital every day. The women are very hot in Port Charles. I don't need to see half of them. Would you stop? It's 2 in the afternoon. And everybody knows that it rains. For God's sakes, when did we become such puskators that we're scared of thunderstorms? If a tornado's coming, you tell me. If not, I don't need 24/7 coverage of every thunderstorm that comes through the metro area.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, this is breaking news.
I like that.
Oh, well, that's it. That's
we preempt scandal tonight to bring you a live weather report.
Hey, Blacklist.
And Blacklist.
That's your show?
Isn't it great?
What about
yeah.
the other one, Blacklist Redemption?
I haven't seen Redemption yet.
Ooh,
it's really good. So you're telling me the Blacklisters can be redeemed?
Tom Keene is the man.
I love Blacklist. Yeah. And we still haven't gotten Spader on the show.
No, we haven't.
James Spader.
I called him.
What?
Spader? I called him. He didn't call me back.
James Spader. We want you on the show. We're huge Blacklist fans.
Yes, yes, everybody. I love Blacklist.
Everybody
we
here.
Are huge fans
Raymond
of Blacklist.
Raymond Reddington.
And by the way, too, then How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, How to Get Away with
we
Murder.
We absolutely want Viola
yes.
on.
Well,
Viola, man.
We have a couple listeners
all right.
who sent in their
I'm
census.
I'm glad we have a couple listeners.
We'll start with Aaron's. Aaron has a problem with people on the bus.
So I ride the bus every day to work, and I'm always wondering, why does it stink so damn bad? Seriously, man, take a damn shower. Seriously, take a damn shower. I'm sick and tired of smelling your smelly ass.
People on the bus do not shower.
Yeah, oh, my God.
True. Is that like a prerequisite?
Yeah,
like, I'm
true.
Taking the bus today. I'm not showering.
I took the bus to Manhattan once from Philly.
Oh, God.
And I swear to you, I could. I,
it was like torture.
It was like the Seinfeld episode where I couldn't get the stink off me.
It sounds like torture.
Just from being in. I think the seat of the bus smelled.
Oh, it was awful.
And it stuck to me.
All right, one more from our buddy Domino Effect sent this one in. He's got a problem with your kids.
What? Everybody like to go out with their loved ones, go out to eat, whatever the case may be, right? But if you got a family, and you got mad kids, learn how to control your goddamn kids, right? Tuesday, I'm like, baby, what you want to eat? She like tacos. I'm like, all right, bet. Taco Tuesday, let's do it. So we get to the spot, right? Now, the waitress, she sits next to a family of seven. So they run around the floor and they keep playing Ring Around the Rosie around our table. And they keep kicking me in my foot. Yo, if your son keep coming around the table and kicking my fresh Timbs, I swear to God, next time you come around, I'm tripping. I don't care who I got to fight. Control your goddamn kids, all right? Me and my
I like that.
Eat tacos.
That's a
quesadillas.
Good one.
Your kids just running amok.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Control your damn kids. All right, that's this week's edition of Senselessly Sensitive. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Are you?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What's this? Another game?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's game time,
oh,
baby.
Well, right. I didn't
here we
play.
Go.
What game?
What we
oh,
got?
We're playing
the star-studded big money match game. Get ready to match the stars. Rob Jenners.
Yeah.
B-Dog, who nobody knows name is Brandon. And Shaquille O'Neal.
There he is.
Oh, the star-studded big money match game 17. Here's the star of match game 17, John Kincaid.
There he is.
And then I walk through with the big mic. And I take my bow and I
sure,
say
hello
to the contestants.
Yeah.
And who is our contestant today? Rob Jenners.
Please welcome Vontae to the show.
Vontae! How are you, Vontae?
Hey, what's going on?
Vontae, you
want to what's up, Vontae? Vontae's a brother. White guys don't name themselves Vontae. What up,
cuz? What are you talking about?
It was I've never met a white Vontae.
It was between Olivia and Vontae.
No,
we
yes.
almost went Vontae. Yeah, we said Olivia. We decided to go Olivia.
What's up, Vontae? You good?
Yes, sir. What's up, Coach Kincaid?
There he is. There he goes. He knows. I'm half black. He knows that. We've got that together, Coach Kincaid.
Vontae, where are you from, man?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte. Cool. I love Charlotte, by
I love
the way.
Charlotte, too. It's picking up nicely,
it
too.
Is, isn't it cool?
When our first game in 92, the nightlife was now.
Nice town, eh?
Oh, Charlotte is
great
a force
town.
To be reckoned with.
It
not
is a
that
great
I
town.
Know about the nightlife. I just heard
no.
some stories.
All right, well, let's see here if we can get you a autographed Shaq basketball. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Vontae, he wants
so
to win something.
So he's got
to
get three matches.
He must get three matches. So, Vontae, remember, I read the question, and then until I call on you, you do not answer the question, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Donald Sterling said, I see the Clippers lost again. I think they would win if they replaced Doc Rivers with blank. Donald Sterling said, he's known to be a bit of a racist. Said, I see the Clippers lost again. They should replace Doc Rivers with blank. All right, Vontae. Donald Sterling, the Clippers' former owner, says, I see the Clippers lost again. They should replace Doc Rivers with blank.
Donald Trump.
With Donald
Trump.
Trump.
That's
a great
good.
Answer.
Yeah. Damn, that's good.
It's a great answer. Rob Jenners. Rob Jenners, do we have a Donald Trump?
I thought of the whitest coach in the league, Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, he
so
is.
That was not...
I mean, he makes me look... You know,
he's
really.
He's the whitest white
tan.
Guy.
Yeah, he makes me look tan. All right, Shaquille O'Neal. Donald Sterling said, I see the Clippers lost again. They should replace Doc Rivers with blank.
His ex-wife.
His ex-wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Shirley Sterling.
Oh, my gosh. I love that answer. I think that's a great answer, too. Oh, all right, B-Dog, maybe you can save it here. Donald Sterling said, I see the Clippers lost again. They should replace Doc Rivers with blank.
There is no more perfect name than what he already said, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. And I see we got one match. I thought somebody would say Trump.
Yeah, there you go.
And my man B-Dog did it. Look, we even fist bumped there. We got that one.
That's nice.
That.
So it's a strange America we live in.
Here we go. All right, we got one match already. This is pretty good. Okay, Ryan Seacrest, who's just now replacing Michael Strahan on Kelly and Ryan. He says, Michael Strahan called to congratulate me. He told me he left a blank in case Kelly steps out of line. He left him something. Left something behind in case Kelly steps out of line. I wonder what Michael Strahan left Ryan Seacrest. All right, Vontae, Ryan Seacrest said, Michael Strahan just called to congratulate me, and he told me he left me a blank in case Kelly Ripa steps out of line.
A tooth.
A tooth.
Oh, a tooth?
That's pretty good. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Shaquille O'Neal, what did Michael Strahan leave behind for Ryan Seacrest?
A leash.
A leash.
A leash. Oh, man. Yikes. I didn't know Kelly was into that.
Oh, man.
I didn't know Kelly was into that.
A leash.
Kelly, who was Haley Vaughn on All My Children, where her career
began. How the hell do you know this stuff?
Her career began on All My Children.
Jeez.
She was awesome. She was Adam Chandler's daughter.
Oh.
All right, B-Dog. B-Dog. He's like, all
he's thrown for a loop.
All these cracker soap operas, he's saying. What is this?
A belt.
A belt. Again. Everybody thinks Kelly's into some nasty stuff on this podcast.
I don't think Marcus Wells is going to like this segment.
I thought Strahan would leave her a Regis.
Leave her a Regis Philbin to keep her in line. All right, well, we got one match for Vontae. We'll see if we can get him another one here. Hillary Clinton said, I'm enjoying all this newfound time off. The other day, Bill took me to his favorite blank. Hillary Clinton said, I'm enjoying all this time off. The other day, Bill took me to his favorite blank.
Brothel.
Great answer.
That's not bad.
That's a great answer.
That's
Rob Jenners? What did you say?
Cigar shop.
My answer was close to Vontae. I said strip club.
Strip club.
You didn't count it?
I think we can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. B-Dog, what do we got?
And Shaq took my strip club.
All right, there we go. All right, well, wait, we got one more for him, because Vontae's such a good contestant.
He's a winner.
All right, Vontae, you're already a winner. Let's finish off with this one, though. Lisa Rinna said, I love bragging on Harry's meat.
Oh, this is from last week's Borderline.
But my girlfriends would really like his blank. Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Vontae, Lisa Rinna said, I really love bragging on Harry's meat, but my friends would really like his blank.
Oh, man. It's two basketballs.
His two basketballs. Wow. Shaquille?
Hi.
And I said booty.
His booty. Okay, his booty. B-Dog?
Hey.
B-Dog?
Bro, two basketballs is a booty. You ever see them girls? Well,
oh, you're going.
Not that I'd be looking, but.
He was
Rock told,
oh, no, no.
Rock told me one time he was in the mall, and a girl looked like she had two footballs back there.
I'll give it to you.
All right, B-Dog.
I was going to say balls.
Balls? Yeah. His balls. Wow.
I said his sausage.
His sausage. There you go.
He likes his meat.
All right, Vontae, you won, baby.
Good job, Vontae.
You'll get an honor of Shaquille O'Neal basketball. Vontae, thanks for playing Match Game 2017 with us.
Thanks, Vontae.
All right, good job, Vontae. Right. Boy, he was a great contestant.
Yeah, that was really good.
Vontae was really good.
He was really good.
Well, he understands the show, too.
Yep. Yeah.
He understands the podcast. We appreciate it, too.
Well, it doesn't look like Dak Prescott's going to call us this week.
Good.
Really?
Missed out on Dak Prescott.
Dak's not showing up, sort of like the last game against the Eagles.
No, you know what it was? Hey, you know what it was? John sent him the wrong number on purpose.
All right, bigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com, as Rob told us. We love it when you check us out. And check us out on Bleacher Report, too.
Bleacher Report, we love you guys.
For you guys to sort of hang out, and you're very unobtrusive. in the room. You never really
look at this guy.
It,
I'm gonna call him Bleacher Report Man.
There he is. Why is he Bleacher Report?
Because he's just so serious.
He's very serious.
He's over there right now. He's right now. They said the F bomb two times.
Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna borrow your notes because I gotta make the same edit you do.
Exactly.
He has middle aged anchorman hair.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, that's
today's weather.
He should be doing the news in Kansas City.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly. Hey, everybody, have a great week. At Shaq, at Rob Jenners, at John Kincaid. We love you here at the Big Podcast with Shaq, don't we, Shaq?
Yes, we do.
We love them.
Love you guys.
And we'll see you next week.
And remember, take your ass to work after 9 and go home after 5, not during the middle of the day. Stay off the highway.
The Big Podcast with Shaq is a presentation of Podcast One. Follow Shaq on Twitter at Shaq and follow Kincaid at John Kincaid. Also, check out the podcast page on Facebook for photos, behind-the-scenes video, and more. New episodes are available every Monday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
This week on All of the Above with Norman Lear, Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus sits down with Norman and Paul.
Well, you know, there wasn't a script when I was first talking to HBO about it. There wasn't a concept. And my agent had said to me, listen, they're developing this thing at HBO about an unhappy vice president, an unhappy female vice president. And I thought to myself, well, I got to get in on this action because it's gold and it's so amazing that nobody's done it before.
Listen today on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on PodcastOne.com.